ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith, who has talked about running for president, said he would blame you if the Knicks lost the game. How do you respond to that?
I think he's a nice guy. But you need a certain aptitude to run for president. You need a high IQ. I'm not sure that Stephen has that. I don't think he does, actually.
Welcome to special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. That was the president of the United States talking about me. Obviously, he was commenting because some reporter asked him about how he felt about me because I made it very, very clear that when the New York Knicks were playing the San Antonio Spurs in game 3 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden on Monday night, that if they were to lose that game, that it would be his fault. He would be to blame. Now, I didn't mean it in a literal sense in terms of their performance on the basketball court. That has something to do with the players, and I get that. But in the same breath, I wanted to highlight the level of culpability that the president had in disrupting the mojo of the New York Knicks, a team that had not been to the NBA Finals in 27 years, that had not been in a position to win a championship in 32 years because they had no chance 27 years ago against the San Antonio Spurs team because they were completely outnumbered and their star player Patrick Ewing was injured. 1994, they're going up against the Houston Rockets and they had a legitimate chance but lost that series in a seventh game. And before that, they had last won a championship in 1973. That is 53 years ago. Now, for those of you out there that don't care much about sports, this ain't about sports. I addressed that on my show on ESPN earlier today and then this afternoon on my SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio show. This is my platform on YouTube. And I'm taking the opportunity to address it because I want to make very, very, very clear to those of you out there who are supporters of Trump and MAGA and all of this other stuff. This is not about politics. And anybody who tries to make it about politics, you're whistling into the wind. I don't give a damn what you're saying. I'm telling you what I know because I'm the one saying it. This is not about politics. This is about a New Yorker. This is about a president that was born, raised in Queens, New York, that's a lifelong New York Knicks fan, that saw them riding a level of momentum he hadn't seen since he was 26 years old, watching and loving and supporting and rooting for the New York Knicks when he was 26 in 1973, May of 1973 to be exact. And to get in the way of those things and to disrupt that momentum and that fervor that New York had built when you know good and damn well that you are a real estate mogul that has been synonymous and associated with New York all your damn life. And you've complained about the level of ineptitude that has existed with the New York Knicks franchise along with various other franchises throughout the years. To see them in this position and to disrupt the momentum that they had built just because you want to attend the game, I call it narcissistic and selfish. Why would I do such a thing? Because it's Donald Trump, that's why. Because it's factually correct, that's why. Because he had no business at the game. And the reason I say he had no business at the game, I'm not talking about an NBA Finals game, even though he was the first sitting president to ever attend an NBA Finals game. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that there's watch parties outside of Madison Square Garden in New York City. This ain't Texas. It's not a bunch of land surrounding the arena and all of this open space and a multitude of exits and all of this other stuff. That is not Madison Square Garden. You don't know? Come visit. It's a sandbox. It's very tight. It's very congested. You go in one way, out the one, same way. It's no surprises. It's 8.5 million people. The streets are flooded with an abundance of human beings. And the New York Knicks, who hadn't been in the finals since 1999, having watch parties outside. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people have been priced out because tickets ranged from 10,000 to 17,000 to as high as 101,000 before they were lowered because people had to wait so long to get into a game because the president was coming. With a security detail, by the way, the Secret Service and beyond, that they ended up having to lower those prices. But people, even at those lower prices, is still too exorbitant for the average New Yorker or the average American citizen, for that matter, to afford. So I sat up there and said, because it's in New York, because of those watch parties, Because of the fervor and momentum that existed, the president had no place there because it would cause too much of a ruckus. And naturally, because he took umbrage with what I had to say, because I used words like narcissist and I said selfish, and I said if the New York Knicks lose game three, which they ended up doing, it would be his fault. He was offended. And that is why he said this. Play this clip again, please, so everybody can see the president speaking for himself. Play it again.
ESPN commentator Stephen A. Smith, who has talked about running for president, said he would blame you if the Knicks lost the game. How do you respond to that?
I think he's a nice guy, but you need a certain aptitude to run for president. You need a high IQ. I'm not sure that Stephen has that. I don't think he does, actually.
First things first. I appreciate the fact that he said I was a nice guy, because I am a nice guy. This is actually true. Secondly, Donald Trump and I have history. We've known each other before he ever entered the White House. And in the world of sports, he knows what I bring to the table. I'd also like to remind everybody that over a year ago, on a network News Nation, the same Donald Trump that said my IQ was low and that you have to have a strong aptitude and a high IQ to be the president, that was the same Donald Trump that told Bill O'Reilly and Chris Cuomo and a packed audience for a town hall meeting that he would love to see me run for president. But because I said what I said about him being the reason that the New York Knicks will have lost game three, he obviously took offense and clapped back. That is his right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not offended by that whatsoever. I'm not offended by it because it's his default position. I'm not offended by it because he does get attacked every day. Sometimes, believe it or not, unfairly. And I'm not offended by it because, unlike him, I can take it. And I also don't mind the fact that I'm in good company. Maxine Waters, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, some Republicans, whether Tom Tillis, whether it's Chris Christie. How about pundits and podcasters and YouTubers like Candace Owens and Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson? Let's not forget Representative Jasmine Crockett, a former vice president of the United States and Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States, Kamala Harris. Low IQs. By the way, Jasmine Crockett has a law degree. Licensed to practice law in the state of Arkansas, Texas, and federally. Kamala Harris is a former state attorney general, a former senator, former vice president of the United States of America. Just like to add that. Calls Gavin Newsom new scum, governor of California. Because he's so beautiful and he's so marvelous. Donald Trump is so marvelous. He's so perfect. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. Anybody who refutes anything that he says or thinks is low IQ. Although I've never heard him say that about Barack Obama. But that's neither here nor there. The point that I'm trying to make is that if you really, really feel that strongly that I have a low IQ, I say there's several options. I have been trying to pursue an interview with you for over a year. Why don't you sit down with me one-on-one and answer some of my questions? See if I have the aptitude and the IQ to ask you the proper questions about what you're doing for this country. What happened to America first? I thought there would be no additional new wars. You know, things like that. Not to mention some of the things that you've done to scale back progress in this country with Supreme Court justice appointees and some of the rulings that have taken place. What about redistricting and gerrymandering and the way that has affected the African-American community who, by the way, in the state of New York came out and gave you $3,578,899 votes, 43.3%. A 10% jump for Republicans over Democrats compared to what they had in 2020. But these same people who supported you, black, white, and everything in between, you inconvenienced, you held up, you compromised so you could go to a game at their expense, which is all this is about. Ladies and gentlemen, this discussion ain't about politics. This discussion is about me saying that man had no business at a basketball game of the magnitude of the NBA Finals in New York City because of the congestion that it would cause. And all of a sudden, he's having a pissy fit. And he's saying stuff like low IQ. Just reading from some notes, Mr. President. I was getting on you about attending the basketball game. A basketball game, by the way, you were caught sleeping at. Which means clearly the game wasn't that important to you. You couldn't even stay awake for it. But there are a lot of things that I can get into. Would you have preferred that I talked about the merchants who lost money on a once-in-a-lifetime business opportunity, that is the NBA Finals being at the Madison Square Garden, because they ain't been there in 27 years? How about the federal government and the millions it's been spending unnecessarily on security costs for you whenever you want to go to F1 or a NASCAR or a national championship game or an NBA Finals game? How about that? I'm just reading from some of my notes, Mr. President, because my IQ doesn't allow me to recall everything to memory the way that you might, because you're so marvelous and you're so special and you're so perfect, okay? I'm just thinking about these things. Outdoor celebrations. Tens of thousands of people had to be moved just because of you. Lines that spanned hours because of you. That's what I'm talking about. The NYPD on its Twitter page said that a few blocks in a short radius from Madison Square Garden were blocked off. I happen to know that people were having problems getting to the garden from 25th Street to 39th Street in New York City. That avenues from 6 to 9 were compromised. I saw a wall being built, not around the Mexican border, but around the garden. Going to build a wall. We're going to build a great big wall. And the Mexicans are going to pay for it. Remember that? We didn't know you were talking about the garden, so you could attend a basketball game. We thought you were talking about something else. So, yeah, I've been trying to get with you for a year to ask you some of these questions. I'm not asking for this part, but if you felt so compelled to test my IQ and you wanted to debate against me personally about the job you've done, I'm open to it. Are you? We can do that. I got a challenge for you, Mr. President, because according to you, you could pull off anything. Hell, you haven't ruled out circumventing the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution to run for a third term. If you can pull that off, why don't you pull off me getting on the debate stage with you, with Democrats, with other Republicans, without having to surrender my job or my dollars? You clearly got connections with the FCC commissioner. Clearly, rules can be modified. So I don't have to worry about giving up my check and my job because of equal time laws and all of this other stuff, and I can end up on that debate stage. We want to find out about my IQ, my adaptability. My aptitude, we want to do that? Name the time and place. I'm a late bloomer. Dyslexic when I was young. Struggled in school, stuff like that. I don't have those kind of problems now. But if you think I do, invite me. More than happy to oblige. See, what I'm not going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get into a tit for tat with the president, calling him names and all of this other stuff, because the reality of the situation is, although I have a problem with him as the president and I didn't vote for him, he's never been unkind to me. all the years that I knew him before he ran for the presidency, was never unkind. And as nice as he says I am is as nice as he was to me. As shocking as that may be to some of you, I'm not going to take that away from him. Nor am I going to use this as an opportunity to engage in political talk because it's unnecessary. What I'm saying is it's the latest indication of the level of selfishness that's going on. I can get political in bringing up Iran and the Strait of Hormuz and the fact that that's still closed and you still got Iranians, you know, patrolling that, sending drones, scaring the living hell out of people, compromising business when 20% of the world's oil goes through that. I could talk about how it's got prices at home increasing. I could say that that relates to affordability issues that you promised would never be an issue under your presidency because it was an issue under the Biden administration. I'm talking about folks that are on your side of the aisle that are against you because they said you went against your promise to them about America being put first. But I didn't do any of that. I'm just talking about your presence at a basketball game. And I'm saying to go there, knowing the inconvenience it would cause, and knowing the thousands of people who would be displaced from being right outside the garden with their watch parties, which build and fomented a level of momentum you should be able to appreciate because you were alive at the age of 26, the last time we had anything like this in New York City, and you being a Queens, New York native, you should know better. But this was the latest example of you thinking about yourself and not much else. Thinking about yourself when Israel and the Palestinians are going at it. And you know what? Hezbollah and Hamas are addressed and damn near eradicated. And what you talking about? Building a golf course or a hotel in Gaza. I'm talking about trips to the Middle East and coming back with $400 million planes. When we ain't supposed to be doing that if we're the president of the United States of America. I'm talking about rumors circulating consistently that while America struggles, Trump name, Trump cronies get rich and rich and richer. Talking about you telling America to wait while in the same breath out of the other side of your mouth telling folks, I don't even think about that right now when it comes to the war in Iran. I'm not thinking about folks back home and what their concerns are. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about America and the federal government not being able to come up with $2 billion for a month for TSA workers. But you could spend $2 billion a day on a war in Iran. I'm talking about the U.S. national debt right there. $5 billion added daily since October. I could have brought all of that up. I didn't. Because I was talking about a basketball game. And you all upset because somebody would dare challenge you. Because you're neglecting to point out the challenges you present to us as American citizens because you haven't convinced us that you are doing your job. You can bloviate all you want to about what you're doing. Having the FCC on your side one minute, the Federal Reserve another, putting your people in positions, trying to create $1.8 billion slush funds to give out to January 6th insurrectionists, and you and who you handpick get to determine who gets what, as if none of it is going to be taken for yourself by you. All of these things I could have talked about. I just talk about a basketball game. I was talking about a basketball game. Once upon a time in 2014, the Buffalo Bills were up for sale for $1.4 billion. According to sources within the National Football League office, you only had $1.1 billion. Considering the inordinate amount of cases that were levied against you, civilly and otherwise, the bottom line is you had some concerns, which was probably why you ran for a second term, because you knew once you got to office, can't prosecute a sitting president, buy you enough time. And now we're seeing personal wealth has elevated and escalated to $6.5 billion. When you take into account family members, cronies, and the like, about $1 trillion has come people's ways, friendly with you, whether through lineage, nepotism, or love. All of these things I could have talked about. I was just talking about a basketball game. That you didn't need to be at the basketball game because it was an inconvenience. It disrupted the momentum of Knicks fans and they would lose the game. And you needed to stay at the Garden. You needed to stay at the White House, Mar-a-Lago, or Bedminster. You did none of the three. You came to the game. It looked as if you fell asleep during the game, sitting right next to Dolan, who didn't look awake himself. James Dolan, owner for the Knicks. And now that that's over with, they lost. Your team. Your lifelong team. The team you rooted for all your life. I won't belabor the part that they booed you profusely, loudly. We knew that was coming. And we can't even sit here and say it's because of your politics. It was because you ignored the fervor and the momentum New York Knicks fans had built for your own selfish motives. That is what happened. Just heard the news that you're not planning on coming back for game four. I'd like to say thank you. And if the New York Knicks win, notice the trend. You're gone, they win, you're there, they lose. I'm not going to go that far because I think all I was talking about was the basketball game in New York, not San Antonio. Had it been in San Antonio, that would have been different. In New York City, no. Too congested. Next time, hopefully, we don't have to have this discussion. But if we do, I don't mind having it face-to-face. Whether it be via conversation or a debate, whatever way you want it, I am more than happy to oblige, Mr. President. At a location of your preference. That's all I want to say. Hope the New York Knicks win. Hope you didn't completely disrupt and eradicate their momentum. Otherwise, if the New York Knicks lose these NBA finals, where did the fall begin? It'll ultimately come back to you. You should know that because you've been a sports fan all your life. You knew better. You should have done better. That's it for this edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. I will holler at y'all at a later date, next couple of days or so. Until then, peace and love, everybody. Take care.